and look at you. You do something wrong. Then you regret it. Then you feel bad in regretting. Then what? Let go of this regret and nonsenses. Do something about it. Do you remember? He said, this is what I want to talk about. Because the wishes, you don't know what the wishes are coming from. There are wishes that if you knew where they are coming from, you would run away from them. Because there are wishes deep down in this animal for survival. There is something in my gene that will say, if there is only one fellow who is going to remain alive, it should be me. This is here. You should understand it. Now, let me explain it to you. We don't go back to Solomon. Today we go back to another lovely story, which is explaining something bizarre. I don't know how they came to this story, 800 years ago, making this story that there are this group of people, they want to have a very good weekend. For this weekend, they all will go to Whistler. And we'll sit down and look to the mountain, and some of them will ski, and some of them will do this. We're talking about one dervish that over there will sit down like this in his. And it feels good. The rest will say, hey, we are here to see the mountain. And the rest will say, just like, I know where I am. Just like this, I'm comfortable. Means what? Means what is the pleasure? The pleasure is being somewhere or looking to something. What is the real stuff? This is the subject of today. Who is the guilty one today?
Excuse
Peter.
Me, excuse, I'm not feeling well, so.
Peter.
The story of the Sufi who had on knee was engaged in meditation in the garden. His friend said to him, lift up thy head and enjoy the garden and the sweet herbs and the birds and the marks of the mercy of God Most High.
Do not forget that this story is explaining what was the last stuff. I mean, the conclusion of that long paragraph was something that, remember, this. We see the physical stuff. These are not my real eyes. These are the animal eyes. So they see the physics, and we talked about it. The second story, remember, was about when you look at the people, you see their physical existence. Do you know about that? And do you remember the parrot who believed that whoever is bald has broken that glass? This is what it is. He said, remember, this will not serve the vision. The vision belongs to the heart, and the people who have the heart, they see the stuff that the logical eye can never see. This is the explanation of that last verse. The heart, with that pure, read the last verse, please.
The heart with that pure eye sees occultly the herbs that are invisible to the vulgar.
Yeah.
In the orchard, a certain Sufi laid his face in Sufi fashion upon his knee for the sake of revelation. Then he sank deep down into himself. An impertinent fellow was annoyed by his semblance of slumber. Why, said he, dost thou sleep? Nay, look at the vines, behold these trees and moss and green plants. Hearken to the command of God, for he has said, look ye, turn thy face towards these marks of mercy. He replied, O man of vanity, its marks are the heart, that without is only the marks of the marks.
This is what it is. Okay. They are there. The guy is like any Sufi who will concentrate and try to understand he's inside, he's doing this, the other one will see and will think that this looks like it's slipping. So he'll say, hey, you, what are you doing? Come on, look at the... And look at what? The grape tree. Because they are thinking about the wine and all that, right? He said, and haven't you heard what God said? Suddenly God said something. God said what? God said, look at the outcome of this giving that I'm giving. Look at it. This is it. The Sufi said, What? Giving of God is heart. The giving of heart is all of this. This is secondary. You miss the point. Yes?
The orchards and verdure are in the very essence of the soul. The reflection thereof, the reflection thereof upon without is as in running water. In the water there is the phantom of the orchard, which quivers on account of the subtle quality of the water. The orchards and fruits are within the heart. The reflection of their beauty is upon this water and the earth.
You see how he's explaining it? That yes, what you see is something. Okay. 100% okay. But we're talking about pleasure. Pleasure is not outside. Pleasure is something I should feel. And my feeling depends on my character, my heart, and my compassion, and all that is not this. Yes, this is good, but just for looking at it. Because even a picture of the statue of David will give me a moment. It's not the statue. Just looking at it, then in my mind, I see the volume. Because I love that statue. This is what it is. So you should understand that what we are talking about is something which is invisible to this. Is visible to the real vision, yes.
If it were not the reflection of that delectable cypress, then God would not have called it the abode of deception. This deception is that this phantom exists from the reflection of the heart and spirit of the man. All the deceived ones come to this reflection in the opinion that this is the place of paradise.
Okay. A little bit of explanation here. He says what? He says, first of all, this is why God called this existence the home of arrogance and pride. So now let me talk about this pride. This pride is the imagination. The imagination, not our imagination, imagination of those elite people, those exceptional people. How the rest of us, all these pride people, they think that they see the paradise. What they see is lovely. They don't know that this vision is coming to them. Therefore, people, they will run away from the essence and basic of the garden. Mainly, they blah, 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 they exaggerate and cheat about it. Think about the symphony number 9 of Ludwig von Beethoven. So many people will talk about it, and they don't know what music is really. But this is something that we paid so much, and we go there and we play this. Says, you should understand that Beethoven is exception. He felt something and he's giving it to us. This is how related we are, yes?
They are fleeing from the origins of the orchards. They are making merry over a fountain. When their heedless sleep comes to an end, they see truly. But what use is that sight? Then in the graveyard arises uproar and lament on account of this mistake. Alas, till the resurrection. Oh, happy he that died before death. He got scent of the origin of this vineyard.
Okay. Very simple. The stuff that what we are talking about is the quality, not quantity. It's beyond the logic. We are talking about a very special stuff. And good for the people that we're understanding before they die. Because when you die, you will understand it. That moment, I'm finished. And what's the use? Understanding is to change, to improve yourself. Therefore, yes, mistake is always there. We talked about it. There is no perfection here. But we are moving towards something. We know that we could make it better. This is what it is. Yes, let's talk about it, because now we arrive at that moment that that little weed is the ruiner. Solomon was saying, what do you do? He said, me? I ruin it. Is it bad? We'll see. Let's hear it.
Story of the growing of the carob in a nook of the Father Mosque, and how Solomon, on whom be peace, was grieved thereat when it began to talk with him and told its characteristic property and its name.
What is carob?
Carob.
Because in Arabic and in Persian means ruiner. The thing that will ruin something. This is kharub. Kharab means ruined. Kharub means ruiner, the damager, the one that will ruin everything. That's the word, yes.
Then Solomon saw that a new plant had grown, like an ear of corn, in a nook. He saw a very uncommon plant, green and fresh. Its greenness took away the light from the sight. Then that herb at once saluted him. He answered it and marveled at its beauty. He said, what is thy name? Say without mouth. It said, it is Carob, O King of the world. He said, what special property is in thee? It replied, I have grown, the place becomes desolate.
Yeah, but the translation is not wrong. I have grown means. It's the way to pronounce it in Persian. When I grow, the moment I grow, everything becomes desolate, ruined. This is what it is. This is the point to understand that whatever you build, one day you do meditate and you feel good, and suddenly you feel like, I get it. Don't be sure that it's there forever, because the change is always there. If something doesn't ruin, if the building doesn't ruin, then what's the role of an architect? I built a building and finished forever? No. The majority of the buildings I builded, first we ruined it. The first one replaced it. This is what you should understand. There are stuff that from here I should throw away for the new stuff to come in me. Yes.
I who am Carob am the ruin of the abode. I am the destroyer.